Chapter 6, Bringing Our Request. Give us today our daily bread. Matthew 6:11.
Remember the scene from Luke 11, which I described in chapter 1? Jesus had just returned from one of his private prayer sessions, his face awash with the glory of his Father's presence. The disciples immediately encircle him. One of them, perhaps Peter, verbalizes the words, but they were all thinking the same thing. Lord, he says in a voice mixed with urgency and anticipation, whatever it is you experience when you disappear for those long stretches and pray, we really want to know about it. Jesus smiles. The time had come for him to unveil the principles of prayer to his disciples. And as usual, he begins with a story. Pointing to Peter, he says, imagine going to your neighbor's house at midnight and asking him if you can borrow 3 loaves of bread. A smile breaks out on Thomas's face. He can't help but chuckle at the irony of the bread of life telling a story about borrowing bread. Your neighbor is fast asleep, Jesus continues. So you pound on the door frantically and you shout, wake up! I need your help. A friend of mine has just shown up on my doorstep and my cupboard is bare. Jesus cups his hands around his mouth for effect. Don't bother me! The neighbor yells back. I've locked up the house. My kids are in bed. I can't help you right now. Peter wasn't very good at keeping a poker face. His thoughts might just as well have been 3-inch neon letters flashing across his forehead. Yeah, right, he murmured to himself. This guy can't help or won't. James and John locked eyes knowingly. If Peter knocked on my door in the middle of the night, they were each thinking, I wouldn't get up either. I tell you the truth, Jesus explained. If Peter had just kept banging on that door, his neighbor would have given him bread, not so much because he was a good neighbor, but because of Peter's persistence. The disciples had begun to fidget. They didn't quite understand what Jesus was driving at. So Jesus continues, so I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. If your grumpy neighbor offers aid as a result of persistence, if only to keep you from continuing to bother him, how much more will your heavenly Father, who is righteous and loving, come to your aid when you ask? Some of the disciples were beginning to catch the meaning of the parable. Peter couldn't help himself. I get it, I get it, I get it, I get it, he shouted, his voice echoing throughout the canyon. You're contrasting my grumpy neighbor with God. James and John and the rest of the disciples now caught the full force of the meaning as well. Jesus was not comparing Peter's neighbor to God. He was contrasting the neighbor's grumpiness and the neighbor's resistance with God's goodness and with God's readiness to help. Jesus had just offered his disciples what is known as a lesser to greater argument for trusting God in prayer. If the lesser individual, in this case the grumpy neighbor, was in the end willing to help a hungry man even for a less than noble reason, how much more will our gracious Heavenly Father respond when we humbly come before him and ask him for our daily bread?